5 shares. Every day on Radio Nova, just before 11 a.m, we play a couple of songs key to today in music history. Have a listen. But for now, here's some light reading and watching. March 6th in music history looks like this. 1951, Welsh composer, singer and actor Ivor Novello died aged 58. Of course the name Sarke for the annual music awards now in the UK. Have a look at the size of Ivor Novello's funeral here. 1966, the Rolling Stones started recording sessions for their 10th UK single, Paint It Black, at RCA Studios in Hollywood. 1970, Charles Manson released an album called Lie, to help raise money for his defense in the Tate murder trial. The album jacket was made to look like a cover of Life magazine with the letter F removed from the word Life. 1970, David Bowie released the single, The Prettiest Star, in the UK as a follow-up single to Space Oddity. The track featured Mark Bolan on guitar. 1971, Led Zeppelin appeared at the National Boxing Stadium, Dublin, Ireland, the group's first show in Dublin, where they played Stairway to Heaven, Live for Only the Second Time. From Dublin in 71. 1998, Oasis singer Liam Gallagher appeared handcuffed in a Brisbane court on charges of headbutting a fan during a gig in Australia. Gallagher was released on bail. 2004, Diane Ritchie, the estranged wife of singer Lionel Ritchie, went to court seeking $300,000, £176,500, a month in maintenance support. 2021, Lou Ottens died at the age of 94. Lou was the inventor of the tape cassette. Guy Garvey and David Gilmour's birthdays today. Both legends. Don't forget you can now get This Week in Music History from Nova.ie and Radio Nova. To subscribe to the podcast, just click here.